Hello. This is the meeting of the National Finance Committee on July 25th, 2017. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am the chair of this committee. R. Paul Martin is the secretary. R. Paul, can you please take the roll?
Somebody has a lot of background noise. Probably needs to mute. Somebody's moving around.
Alex, Poppy Martin just dropped out for the moment, so somebody else needs to take the roll. He just dropped. I think he'll come back on, but he just dropped out.
Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe we should wait. Let's wait a minute or two to see if he comes back on. If not, we'll have somebody else do the role. It's gonna get confusing if we go back and forth, I think.
Okay, Bill, I've forwarded the agenda to you again, okay? Bill, did you hear me?
Okay. I found it. I'm sorry. I found it in the email we got this morning. But thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Paul, are you there? Okay, well, maybe we need a, do we have a volunteer to take the role? I'm assuming our poll will be back on shortly.
Well, I have to disagree. I can call the name.
Okay, Aki, why don't you take the role, and when our poll comes back, just give him that information.
Our Paul is back on.
Oh, our Paul, you're back?
Hello. Hold on. Okay. Let me see if our Paul is back right now. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm getting a different phone to work, and it's crazy, but here I am.
Okay, we're ready to take the roll, R. Paul, and we are streaming already.
Okay, Ken Aaron.
Here.
Sam Agarwal. Nick Arena. Chris Corey.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Nick Economides.
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mansoor Sabah. Nancy Thornton. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Okay, I have 7, and that's a quorum.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. I sent out a draft agenda. Does everybody have a copy of it? Do we have a motion to approve?
This is Ken. Can
hi,
I be recognized?
Ken.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay. Are there any objections to approve the agenda that was sent out earlier?
This thing, right?
All right. I'm seeing no objections to the agenda. Bill?
You want me to give a brief update? You want to give a brief update on the Empire State Building meeting today?
Sure. Absolutely. If you have one. Where
would you
like to put
it
on the agenda?
I don't care where you are, anywhere. Fine.
You want to make that the first order of business after the approval of minutes?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so let's make that item number 4, report from Empire State. And how long do you think that'll be?
10 minutes, maybe less.
10 minutes. Okay, we'll add a 10-minute item number 4, report from Empire State negotiations, and everything else moves up one digit, 4 becomes 5, and so on. All right? Are there any objections to that?
Okay, the motion is to add report on Empire State Building for 10 minutes after minutes approval.
Right.
All right?
Okay. I haven't heard any objections, so that amendment to the agenda is approved. Now, are there any objections to the agenda as amended?
R. Paul for stack?
R. Paul, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to add a, I'd like to, all right. Let me just say, right now, I am operating with all sorts of different equipment here and things, and so this will, things will not run quite as smoothly as usual because the phone company has destroyed our telephone, and I'm using a cell phone I've never used before. So I'm doing things with one hand a lot. So there we go. All right. I would move to amend it to make the approval of minutes 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes, just in case. If we don't use it, we don't have to use it.
10, okay, that's fine. Any objections to changing the approval of minutes to 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes? Okay, so no objections, so that's approved. Are there any other objections or amendments to the agenda as currently amended? Okay. Seeing no further objections, the agenda as amended is approved, and our next item of business is approval of minutes. R. Paul?
Give me a second.
Sure.
As I said, you got to give me a second here because I am doing multiple things at once with stuff I'm not used to. So hold on a second. I've got it. Let me put that in. Okay. What we have, let me just run it down fast. What we have are minutes from... We have minutes from January 17th, June 13th, and the minutes of the last meeting on July 11th. So I will make the first motion to pass, to approve the minutes of the, I can't do things one-handed, to approve the minutes of the January 17th, let me make sure I got that right. January 17th. To approve the minutes of the January 17th, 2017 meeting.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
No second is required in a committee.
Oh, you're right. I keep forgetting. All right. Okay. Do we have any objections to approving the minutes of this was the January 17th, 2017 meeting? Are any objections to that? Okay. Seeing as no objections, the minutes are approved for January 17th, 2017. I think there was a July 11th minutes.
I move to approve the minutes of the June 13th, 2017 meeting.
June 13th, okay. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of the June 13th, 2017 meeting? Seeing as there is no objections, those minutes are also approved.
And then I move to approve the minutes of the July 11th, 2017 meeting.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of the July 11th, 2017 meeting? Okay. Seeing as there are no objections, the minutes of the July 11th, 2017 meeting are approved. I believe that's all under approval of minutes.
That's it.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now we can get on to the next item. If you saw my email earlier, I did invite Berthold Reimers, the general manager of WCI, to this floor.
Chair, the next item that we put in is report on Empire State Building.
That's
right after minutes.
Let's go to that first before we deal with review of the WPAI P&L statement. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, Sam Agarwal and I and Sam Himmelstein and Jesse Gribbins, who's associate of Sam Himmelstein, met with two attorneys for Empire State Realty Trust today, this afternoon, and essentially the report is just nothing to report. They did not make a settlement offer. We sort of expected that they would. They mostly just asked us questions related to how can we come up with more money. And, of course, we tried to explain to them why that was really hard to do. And they didn't make an offer, and that's about it. We were kind of disappointed that they didn't do anything more. They did ask for this meeting themselves a couple of weeks ago, and so that's why we decided to do that. So I'm in New York, and Sam was in New York and came here for that, but they did not make an offer. Have an offer.
That's Kevin in the stack.
Mickey, kind of money from the stack.
Yeah. Bill, was there any discussion of a further meeting? Or?
No, not specifically. There might be. I mean, they basically asked for information, again, regarding, you know, like, essentially they want more proof that we can't come up with more money or why it's difficult or infeasible for us to come up with more money. They asked things like, why can't you do a frequency swap and stuff like that, which we've already explained to them would be really difficult to make it work. I'll just put it that way. But we don't know. I mean, we still have potential for a meeting, for a settlement meeting before the judge, and hopefully that hasn't been scheduled. We don't know when it might be scheduled. It could be next month. It could potentially even be later. Depends on the judge's schedule and or the attorney's schedule and when they're on vacation and not on vacation. So that's something our attorney had asked for some time back was a settlement conference before the judge. This was without the judge, separate from the court. So the judge could still, implement that, and perhaps the judge would encourage them to be reasonable. That's what we've been asking them to be reasonable also. So far, they haven't budged a lot. We thought they might be willing to make a counteroffer, but they did not.
Okay. Ken, and keep in mind, folks, this is an open session.
Oh, yes, I just wanted to say while you were there, if you have spare time, take a ride on the ferry, go to the High Line, have a dinner, see a show. That's all.
Well, I'm having a lot of meetings with WBI people on here. And I hope to have more. And it's a lot of it's about how to raise money. But thanks, Kim.
Art Paul for Stack?
With Art Paul.
I think Nick had a question first, then Art Paul.
Sorry, it took me a moment to get off mute. Bill, am I correct, if my memory serves correct, we've made them an offer for settlement, and we're just
yes.
waiting for them to respond to that offer? Great, thank you.
We made an offer, a few months ago, and they never did come back with a counteroffer.
Okay, I think Art Paul is next on the stack.
Okay, oh boy. Okay, so you can hear me, right?
Yeah,
yes.
People can hear me, okay. So they're suggesting the frequency swap, but they're not suggesting that with the frequency swap, we would end up going someplace else and that would be the end of it, right? They're just saying a frequency swap, you get the money, and then you stay here and pay us essentially $4 million plus, right?
They didn't really want to talk about changing the contract terms. Our attorney
okay.
did mention that to them, but they didn't really want to talk about that.
Okay, so it's
that's
all
the
right.
disappointing part that they didn't want to discuss that.
Sabrina for the stack.
So their idea of frequency swap suggested is purely to get the money so that they can keep us there 2020. Okay, thank you.
Alex, this is Aki.
Yes, Aki.
Alex, Bertolt had joined the meeting, so just wanted to let you know.
Okay, thank you. Sabrina, go ahead.
Okay, so you're telling us that ESRC, a multi-billion-dollar multinational corporation, called for a meeting today and didn't say anything and didn't have anything to say. Do you feel that there was some type of expectation that, you know, because of all the ruckus that we've been causing around this particular issue, that maybe they were waiting for us to say something? I mean, I can't believe that they just wanted to call the meeting and didn't have an agenda of any kind. I mean, these people, you know, time is money. So can you explain that, Bill?
Well, they had a list of questions, but I was very disappointed. We were all disappointed that they didn't, and we expected that they probably would have a counteroffer.
What were those questions?
Didn't.
What were those questions?
Well, there were questions related to, you know, how can we come up with more money, basically. It wasn't questions
okay.
related to, you know, can they negotiate. If they seem to think we should somehow meet all the requirements of the lease. And we've already explained to them that it would be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're just wanting to, they are asking questions in regards to, predominantly in regards to come up with more money, period. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. They acted as if they're skeptical that we're telling the truth, that, you know, it's difficult for us to come up with more money. So they kind of almost asked, can we show them in writing, you know, why it's not feasible to, you know, to do a frequency swap, that sort of thing. So we may have to come up with some more documentation on that, but I don't know if that would make a difference to them. But that's essentially what they were hinting at, that they wanted to show them why it wouldn't work.
Okay, so this was more of a evidentiary type off the record meeting, wanting us to show more evidence or show our cards, basically, right?
Well, sort of. I mean, it's nothing confidential, but that was one of the things
uh-huh.
that was clear at the beginning of the meeting was that anything said at the meeting today cannot be used in court later.
Right, off the record, exactly. So when's the next meeting? Is there going to be another meeting, or what's the next step after this?
We don't have a meeting scheduled yet. We may wait until
the
judge calls for a meeting. Well, we've asked previously for the judge to have a settlement conference before the judge. I need to discuss all this with the PNB, probably in an executive session. But in terms of strategy, so I can't really talk about strategy, legal strategy in public meeting, of course.
Okay, well, I'm not asking for legal strategy. I'm just asking what the next step is. If you don't know, you don't know. That's fine.
Right,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, it's all right. That's all right. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Doesn't sound like there was much happened that
Nancy?
There's going to be
yeah.
a lot of questions about it. Okay, Nancy.
Hi, Bill. Wondering if you wondering if you have been able to get appraisals started on the Berkeley property.
I've requested that. I don't think it's happened yet. We had an unofficial appraisal months ago of the Macapon National Office building, but not an official one. I've requested that be done. Just things are moving a little slow there, I'll just say that, but we do need to get that done.
Who did you request do it?
I asked the GM for KPFA to help us out, make sure that they could be expedited. I don't know specifically who he has talked to about that, though. I've been kind of busy here in New York the last few days. But it's possible it might be done.
I sent you the name of some companies a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'll have to follow up on that. I passed those along, and I don't know. I think they had somebody in mind already who could do appraisals. I mean, you only need one company to do it, and I need to follow up on that.
Well, I remember you saying it takes about 3 weeks, and I'm wondering why, you know. And that was going to be like the start of getting a loan and a more realistic value for that property. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not necessarily holding things up stuff right now because the lenders that we were considering, I mean, nothing's decided yet, nothing signed or anything, but, you know, in terms of listing.
I'm sorry, what was that? You're kind of muffled. Could you say that again?
Sorry, it's not that it's necessarily holding anything up because the lenders we were talking about we're not trying to finance anything close to the full value of the property. And getting the Macapon National Office Building listed was probably more urgent, and that's the other part. That's the part we've been trying to get that going more quickly. It's just a lot of little different details involved in that. And I need to follow up. There's just there's a lot of details going on right now, and that's part of it. But thank you for the reminder.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're at time for this item anyway at this point. So we need to move on to the next item on the agenda, and that's continuing the review of the P&L statement. And before we go on to the new items, there were some questions about the statement, the part of the statement pertaining to WBAI income and expenses. And I asked Bertold Reimers, the general manager of WBAI, to come on the call to help us with that. Before Bertold comes on, let me read you the questions that were raised about WBAI. And these are taken from the minutes that we just passed from the last meeting. This is a quote from the minutes. The WBAI treasurer noted that on line 42, net income, net loss, there is a deficit shown of $93,719, which is lower than what we'd seen in the previous P&Ls. He said he'd like to ask the CFO why it was so much lower. He noted that WBI's revenue is almost all listed in listener support, so it looks like it's gaining a lot into that line. He said he'd like to find out what the grant income of $35,000 was from. He said that the WBI general manager has not come to the past two local finance committee meetings, and the general manager has said he would send the local finance committee financial information, which he has not sent. The WBI treasurer has sent the general manager an email reminding him of the request for specific financial information the local finance committee has been requesting since at least 2014. The WBI director said that total expenses for all of fiscal year 2016 were $2,081,643, and so far in fiscal 2017, they're $1,333,274, with 3 months to go in fiscal 2017. The committee discussed the report. It was noted that administration expenses had increased, but programming expenses were lower. There was a discussion of the rent tower not being correctly entered in the spreadsheet. It was agreed that the National Finance Committee needs to find out more about this. Berthold, are you on the call now?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Berthold. So those were the questions we had left over from the last meeting. So could you help us answer those?
Okay. Well, I'll just go with the – I don't know about the 93,000, but I'll go with noted that WBI's revenue is almost all listed in listener support, so it looks like it's getting lumped into that line. But that is true. I've been complaining and pointing that out for a very long time. 2 to 3 years now, if not much. And so, I mean, that's nothing that new that has been discovered by the treasurer or this committee. I've always mentioned that the fact that these things is being booked at the national office, I had a lot of discussion with Efren. They just booked them on one line. On our QuickBook that we keep track of revenues in New York, it's better distributed. I do hope that this committee understands that all the entries into Great Plains are done at the national level, not in New York. We haven't had access to Great Plains in like 5 years since Hurricane Sandy.
We do understand that. That's why I asked you to come on the call, just to clarify some of these issues.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to be to the point and, you know, straight up. He said he'd like to find out what the grant income of $55,000 was from. That was a small portion of the disbursement of the Bolton Family Trust that I was sent to an effort on that. So at the Bolton Trust, that's a small disbursement. That the general manager has not come to the past two committee meetings. That is true. I did give the data to Tony Bates, and I left early that Thursday, and Tony Bates did not give them that information. So that's my responsibility. It doesn't matter if Tony did give it or not. Give it to me. The WBI treasurer sent the general manager an email reminding him of the request for specific financial information since 2004. Probably, I will look for all the email again. However, most of the data, it's supposed to come from the Great Plains. You want stuff like outstanding payables to the national office for the past 10 years, the balance sheet, money we owe the national office. These things are coming from the national office, from Great Plains. We don't have a balance sheet. We just have a basic cash flow, following up our cash and all that stuff. But everything else is at the national office in Great Plains. And I've conveyed that information since 2014 to the treasurer of the WBI. The WBI director said that total expenses for office for 2016 were $2 million, and so far in 2017 they were $1.3 million, with 3 months to go in 2017. Well, the tower rent, for example, I took a quick look. The tower rent, for example, the national office, I said national office because I don't know the general terms, not me, not us on the side, booked $15,000 of expenses for the tower rent for the last 4 months of that income statement instead of $200,000. So if you look at the difference there, it's $185,000. That's something very easy to find out and to see in the income statement. So I'm not sure exactly why they didn't book those past 4 months properly. As far as the money that we owe the Empire State Building, the balance. Because the report was noted that administration expenses had increased, but programming expenses were lower. Well, of course, programming expenses were lower because that $185,000 of tower rent is in programming expenses. So that's $185,000 less. Also, I see on professional fees, legal, $36,830.50 in October 2016. I have no idea what that is. So that must be a misentry. I communicated with Barry Brooks, which is the WBI business manager in LA, and he said he thinks that there are some accrual that are not being made, so he was going to look into the tower rent not being properly entered into the system, and he was also going to look into some legal items. It was agreed that the NFC needs to find out more about this. There's a line personal legal fees that's showing $36,000 fiscal year 2017 in October. You know, as I said before, I don't know. I have no idea what that is. So these are the answers. I emailed them to Alex also, and he can email you my answers so that you can have more time to look at them. And then a little spreadsheet comparing 2016 to 2017 administrative expenses.
Bertold, if you could email Bertold, if you could email me that spreadsheet in a separate email, I'll be glad to share it with the rest of the committee.
As an attachment?
Right now you sort of inserted it into like another email.
Okay.
You talk about.
Yeah.
Which,
okay, I'll do it as an attachment.
Go to the committee.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I heard Ken Aaron on the stack.
Yeah, it's very hard to follow what you're saying. I'd appreciate written responses, but you're saying that the tower rental is listed as a programming expense, not an operating expense. What line is it? What line is the tower rental? What line on the spreadsheet?
She's leaving? Leaving?
92.
I don't know what line it is.
It's line 123. It's line 123. Okay, it is. It's listed under programming expenses. Okay.
Yeah, hold on
and
a second.
It's listed
as...
Wait a minute.
No, okay. It's line number 91. Where'd you get... What? You're looking at the same thing I'm looking at.
It's 92.
Oh, 91. I'm sorry. WBAI. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing.
WBAI.
Huh?
Line 91 is the tower rent, and line 92 is the utilities, which is a small fee on top of the base rent.
Okay. Thank you. I withdraw my questions. Thank you.
And if you go to the to that line for fiscal 2007, from January to May, it doesn't make any sense. So there's just a mistake there.
When was this sent? I don't have a copy of it.
This was sent a couple of weeks ago by Sam.
Okay.
I can certainly mail another copy out if anybody needs one.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago. Can you give me a date on that, please? Sorry.
I'll send it to the committee list.
Our call for staff?
Do you want it? Our call, go ahead.
Okay. So Bertold, you're saying that the $35,000 that is from the $35,000 grant. God, I can't see this. The $35,000 grant income on line 15, that's from the Bolton, that's a partial from the Bolton family? Can anybody hear that? I'm
yes.
hearing a lot of noise.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. Berthold?
Yes.
Okay, so that's from the that's a parcel from the Bolton family. Can you tell us how much would be remaining from that?
It's between $500,000 and $450,000.
So about $450K
yeah.
is left.
Exactly.
And when do you think we might get that?
I used to say very soon, but I can tell you now I do not, I don't say anything like that anymore. It's been 5 years now. And every time they settled, there's another lawsuit where people are suing. I mean, the money's not going to affect us. We're on the first tier, I believe. And however, it slows things down as far as who else gets what versus between the nephews, the cousins, the, you know, the family members felt that he had a second will, that he was forced to sign a will or something like that. He has a lot of money, you know. And so give some to NYC, you know, give them a little more than he gives to us. And so I cannot, yeah, I don't know why they don't need it. But, yeah, I really could not tell you. We did send all those papers to Lydia at one point, and I believe I sent most of chunk and copies of them to the national office recently, maybe to Sam and Bill. I'm not sure if they can confirm that or not. And then Andrea just keeps track of it, keeps calling them and keeps looking into it and figuring out when they're going to disburse that money.
Okay, so let me see if I can track this a bit. This was originally reported to the local finance committee as being about a $2 million thing about early 2013. And then it got lower, got to $1 million, then it got to $548. Now you're saying it looks like it's about $485 altogether, of which we've gotten $3,500. Is that about
yeah,
right for the numbers?
Yeah, they disbursed 70 and then 30 and then this 35. So they disbursed like 105. You know, the
oh,
first
so
70,
we got a 70, okay.
Oh, like
all right,
and
thank
years
you.
Ago, that's, I think we did some bills, national office and all that kind of stuff on the Lydia. Can find those transactions for you. And then there's this 35,000. You know, initially, I guess the first reading in 2013, we didn't really understand what was going on there. So we kept calling lawyers and their lawyers and their estate managers to find out exactly what this meant. It's a percentage, a 2% of something. But there are many different pieces of it. You know, he has assets, he has cash, he has life insurance, and he has a bunch of different things. And then they go to like 50 different organizations, churches, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Well, Ken was asking me to go slower on the tower rent. So, Ken, tower rent is under programming for us because it's, I would think of it as part of the programming expenses. So then that's where they book the accrual. You know, I think we assume that we're supposed to pay them between 55 and 60. And we pay them 12, so the difference is real cool. So for the past 4 months, it seems like we've only booked on the spreadsheet. If you take a look, you add them, it adds up to about 15,000. So,
whoever is the link is.
Yeah. Come back to hello?
Mansur's here for everybody. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, so they book
15,000. Could you please repeat what you were saying when the music was playing?
Okay, so at the national office, they booked 15,000 for the past 4 months. I think the financial statement is up to May. So for May, April, March, and February, they only booked $15,000 of expenses for tower rent. And it's really 200,000. It's about 200,000. So the difference is 185, close to 185. That is not booked. That has not been booked properly. That needs to be booked. So that is why you can see that there are discrepancies, large discrepancies in the financial statement that was sent out.
How should it be booked?
Okay, can we, anybody else have any questions?
How do you think it should be booked, Bertold, with Nancy?
Well, the way it's done is every month, you know, I'm not sure if Sam is on the call or not. Like, I'm not remember exactly how much they decide to enter in the system. But if you look at in January or the previous month, you would see how much money they booked as far as payable, right, on that income statement. So if you take that average amount, I think $50,000, something like that, they should book per month, minus the $15,000 that they entered for 4 months. You see the difference is $185,000. So they're supposed to book about close to $50,000 a month, and then they book $15,000 only in 4 months.
Aren't you paying some every month? Is that what you're saying? You want to subtract paying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Let's assume that the Empire State Building is $60,000 a month, right? We pay $12,000 a month. So then there's a balance of $48,000. They're supposed to put that in there. They didn't put it in there for the past 4 months. So they only put $15,000 for the past 4 months instead of $201,000. I mean, if you look at the income statement, you can see it right there. I don't know which line that is.
Well, if you look at the January 2016, the amount booked was $48,047.
Yes.
And
so they're supposed to book that every
January,
month.
January 2017, $50,055 is booked, but February we have booked $2,055.
And March we booked zero, and then in April
there's a $34,000 item in March. There's zero in April.
In April,
there's a $9,945 number in May. So, like I said, these numbers don't make much sense.
They don't make much sense. This should be at least $50,000 or $48,000 per month.
At least from February to the end of 2017, they don't make any sense at all.
Yeah. So I think they need to just adjust it and fix it. I spoke to Barry Brooks, who is a business manager, and he's going to look into it and try to, and see if he can fix it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's like a major thing. In there, and then there's also, as I said, the $36,000 of legal fees, $36,830.50 professional legal fees. I don't know what that is, and that was booked in October 2016. So that's just going to 2017. I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Was that
Ken?
Nikki, come on us to the stack.
Okay, Ken.
Okay, so I just want to ask. Okay, have you made any efforts to communicate with the national office to understand or correct the entries in the financials that they distributed? These were financials for May. They were distributed about 4 weeks ago at the beginning of July, I believe, or at least after the first week of July. Have you communicated with the national office to correct the discrepancies?
Yeah, I did, but I only did today. I spoke to Barry Brooks. He's looking at that $36,000, and also I'm going to send him correcting entries for the revenue. I used to send them to Efren, but he never booked them, and so Barry said he will do the entries to correct the revenues. So the revenues, you know, we have the right entries, except I have to do some adjustment. You know, we have David Wattenberg, Theater Tickets. We have events. We have the BI Buddy. We have major donors. We have matching funds. None of these things are reflected, you know, in the financial statement. And ARPOL, you know, probably, I don't want to put on the spot, but we've been talking about that for probably 4 years, 2 years, 4 years.
Okay. Could I ask a follow-up, Chair?
Mm-hmm.
The question is then, you're saying that the document we have has omitted various revenue items as incorrect statements, and you think Barry Brooks could correct this, but his correction of this is going to be based on, you're going to send him totals, or you're going to send him documents that then would get entered? You're going to send copies of original invoices? In other words, if you just report to an accountant and say, oh, in May, whoever's talking to you, please mute yourself.
Where's up with it?
Somebody's phone is doing it.
Mansoor.
Mansoor, it's Fred here. It's not the streamer doing this. It must be Maestro.
Maestro?
Okay. There is no Maestro in this.
You can put nobody can put this on hold.
We're using the Maestro system.
Oh,
we're using the Maestro
system. Maestro is what we're on.
Yeah, that's the Maestro Muzak machine. So whoever's doing it needs to turn it off and stop hitting the button. Second time this happened.
Bill for the start.
Yeah. Okay, so Ken, you're basically saying that.
No. Could I just finish my statement, please? Assuming that we don't get interrupted by Liberace again. If you just tell an accountant, if you give him the totals, there's no integrity in the numbers. The numbers have to be based on invoices or requisitions or something, and in a spreadsheet where you're showing the detailed items and then the totals. You just can't call them up and say, put $400,000 in May 2017 on some field. So, I mean, what is the integrity of the data that you're going to pass to Barry Brooks to get him to correct the entries?
Okay, so there is a difference between expenses and revenues. So basically, these are money that is coming in. These are not expenses. We're talking about revenue. So all the revenue is booked into one line. And so there are two ways we can do this. He already has access to my QuickBook. I mean, they don't like to do double work, but, you know, they can log into my QuickBook and then click on those revenues and see where they are, have the exact transactions. Or I can just send them the information, the spreadsheet, and then they can do the entries, the correcting entries, all of the above. You know, the national office has access to the QuickBook. They have access to all the accounts, to everything. So it's up to them. You know, whatever they want, they can get. You know, they can just log into the QuickBook, and then they can just click on each month and then look at the entries. They'll say what the check is, what what are the deposits, exactly who deposited it for what and when.
Bill, for this action.
Thank you. Got that. Okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and okay, point of order. The point of order, can I just be recognized on that? The operator of Maestro should be able to block out wherever the source of the music is, I believe.
I think it was Maestro itself that was doing that for some. Somebody pushed the wrong button or something.
Yeah, whoever's running Maestro is the one that pushed the button. Whoever's running Maestro is the one that pushed the button twice.
Yep. Okay. I think Bill was next.
Nikki, come on, let's go back.
Okay, I got you, Nick.
Worth, I was just going to suggest you just please send the original invoices or, you know, copies of them to Barry so that he can make sure everything gets booked properly. Because I know it's itemized on the invoices from Empire State. You know, the electricity and the broadcasting rent, the cost of the adjustment, the license, and all that.
Uh-huh. They have that, though. They have that at the national office. You mean to forward the email that I sent?
Whoever's entering it into Great Plains needs to have that.
Need to have that. Okay.
Well, we can talk later this week. So we can make sure.
Also the spreadsheet that I created that kept track of the actual bill per month versus what we paid and the balance. Yeah. Hello?
Okay. I think Nick was next.
Yeah, hi. This is Nikki Economides from KPFT. I just have three what I think are really simple questions. My first question is, I'm looking at your P&L, and it shows revenues of approximately $1.24 million. You seem to think that your revenues are different based on your books. What do you think your revenues are is my first question.
It's probably around 1.2 million, but it's distributed differently. It's not all one into listeners sponsored. That's what's being discussed. Like they book it all into listeners sponsored because it all goes into the bank, and then they just put it there as opposed to putting it as car donation. You know, in other words, it's going to be the same amount of money. It's just going to be distributed differently.
So you agree with the total?
Yeah,
you just
plus or minus.
Believe it needs to be distributed differently. Okay.
Yes.
My second question is, I don't have your budget in front of me. Could you talk about where you are in percentage to your budgeted revenues?
I do not know right now because I believe someone was working on the budget. I did a basic budget, and I can tell you that we basically budget that we're going to make $12,000 a month. $12,000, a couple of hundred a month during our fund drive. And we've been off of that, you know, so I think we're probably doing $10,000, you know.
You mean a day, not a month, right?
Not a day, yeah. So we extend the drive a few days to try to stay on budget as far as revenues. Maybe Arpal knows those numbers a little more. If he's somewhere, he can just get that information, you know.
Yeah, looking at the WBAI, the budget, the FY17 budget that was passed by the National Finance Committee but never got to the PNB, you're giving us mostly 14,000 in FY17. You're giving us mostly 14,000 a day with some, with the fall thon coming in at 15,000 a day. And the spring thon coming in 15,000 a day, and then you have something set for September. Will start at 15,000 a day. So it's 14 or 15,000 a day. We have never made 14 or 15,000 a day for years.
Okay, if I understand what you're saying, You're saying you're behind budget and you think you're somewhere around 85% of budget, but you're not really sure. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll probably owe 85% of budget. That budget was was adjusted, I believe, upon the fiscal year 2017. It was adjusted. The $14,000 was readjusted.
Who adjusted that?
I don't remember. It was readjusted. And the fiscal year 2018 budget, as suggested, I believe, has a $12,000 a day.
But at the risk of not making a statement and not asking a question, I'm disturbed that you don't seem to understand where you are in relation to budget. And I'm disturbed that you came before this body in the beginning of the year and represented that your fund drives were being more successful than you expected and were actually ahead of budget. And now you're telling us a different story. But let me just ask you one more question. Could you explain to me why you're using different software than what the central office is using? Because that seems to be a big problem between your understanding of the numbers and the numbers that we're getting.
Okay. First of all, I don't think that's true. Second, the reason why I'm using QuickBooks is because we don't have access to Great Plains here since Hurricane Sandy destroyed our system. So the accounting is done outside of WDI. I'm just like an extra guy who knows a little bit and is helping. But basically, the accounting for WDI is not being done at WDI.
Sir, you're the general manager, and you don't appear to know your own numbers.
I do know my
own
numbers.
I got to call that out.
Sabrina to the stack.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay, as far as calling
just before we get started, let me remind everyone that it's a little difficult to follow the discussion over the budget when we don't have these budgets in front of us. So just keep that in mind. I personally do not have a copy of this budget.
Yeah, I don't either. And on top of all that, we're talking about Hurricane Sandy and the onus being placed on the national office to take care of the books for one of the stations. So to call that out, we need to be calling out the national office as well. And if I'm wrong about that, somebody needs to correct me right now.
Well, Sabrina, there's one point about that. The WBAI has not had a business manager before Hurricane Sandy. I think Hurricane Sandy just complicated things some more. The last time we had a business manager, I don't know, do you remember when it was, Berto?
I think it was a year before Hurricane Sandy, like the national office decided to eliminate the business manager, and they were consolidating it, and so that's why they had the business manager in Houston do WBAI's finances and the D.C. finances.
Okay, so exactly how much time has WBAI been without a business manager? How much time?
Hurricane Sandy, a long time, 5 years, 6 years.
So prior to Hurricane Sandy, we're talking about 6 years, correct?
No, prior to Hurricane Sandy, we went without a business manager for a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the onus has been on the national office as far as keeping your books. Jeez. I think I'm done. If anybody else wants to chime in and add more information.
Well, I'd like to add to that a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay, Berta, did you want to add anything else?
Yes, absolutely. I've been helping doing WBI's finances while general manager, while programming manager part-time, while membership person, while premium person. I think I've done a pretty damn good job. not knowing what the specific numbers of the budget are right here, right now, I think is like kind of really a mute point. I know exactly the bills we have, and I keep up with paying them as much as we can, as we are short of cash on a regular basis.